Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, folks, excited to be with you today working on your financial freedom. Today, we're talking about taking $50,000 and turning it into $5,000 a month in passive income in 5 years. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And I am with Isaac and Carolina Martinez, and we're going to hear their story today. And so, guys, so glad to be with you today. Glad to have you with us. And wanted to get, first of all, just get to know you a little bit. Tell us your background. Who you are outside of real estate investing. Where are you from? What is life for you?
Well, man, David, it's a pleasure to be here. My wife and I, it's a blessing just to give back and share a little bit of our story. We'll dig in anywhere you want to go, to be honest with you. We're an open book. But a little bit about her back of our story is my parents are Cuban, born and raised in Cuba. Myself and my sisters are first generation U.S. I'm born and raised in Miami. Carolina?
I was born in Puerto Rico, but pretty much raised in Miami, Florida, for my entire life.
So we have great. Two beautiful kids, 10 and 3, Sebastian and Luna. And now we are currently living in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, which it's a story in itself, but...
Yeah, we're going to get to that story. That's a fascinating story from Cuba and Puerto Rico to Miami to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll hear about that. Hey, so tell us, what were you doing for retirement prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited, and remind the folks how old you guys are.
So my wife is 35. I'm 37. We started investing in real estate about 5 years ago, so I was 32, and you were 30. What we're doing before that, I think we didn't have a full plan, to be honest with you.
No, we didn't. We knew that we wanted something different, and we wanted to do something different with our lives and not just sit behind a desk or, you know, just continue working over and over for an immense amount of hours. Like, I wanted, my dream was to be able to spend time with my children, because I was raised with a single mom, and I basically raised myself because she had to work so much. So that's not the lifestyle that I wanted for our children. So it was really important to me to find something else, which we didn't know what that something else was, to be able to provide that for us. And we looked into so many different things, like get rich quick schemes and all of that, and none of it just made sense for us. We just didn't really believe in it. And then it wasn't until a friend of ours at church.
Stop there, because I got to give you an intro to that story, because that's a really fascinating story. But first, okay. I want to point out something. The people that are successful, we help people buy back their time. We help people get financial freedom. And the people that are most successful are the people that have a big why. And folks in the audience, what is your big why? Because you just heard a huge, awesome, noble big why for Carolina, who was raised by a single mom and wanted to be with her kids and spend the time. That is a perfect example of a big why to drive you in life, to change your life. So good job on that, guys. That's just awesome. And so you thought about real estate, and most folks, when I say, how'd you find out about Lifestyles? They heard the radio show. A friend was doing this. I've never heard of anybody finding real estate the way you guys did. I shouldn't correct that. Abraham, God said, go to the land, I'll show you. And he went. And you have almost a similar story. But tell us how you found Lifestyles Unlimited, because I really love that story.
So for us, it was, we really didn't have much retirement plans. We had 401k and a couple companies and just trying to save money. That was kind of our thought process. But, you know, early 30s with a child, you don't really, retirement's kind of not in your thought process. But we just started thinking once we got married and we started kind of talking about things, that's when we said, okay, we got to do something different. So as Scott shared, we went to a ton of get-rich-quick schemes. And I tried to find ways to make those work. Like, in my head, I'm a huge skeptic, don't get me wrong. But I was like, okay, if all these people are doing it, maybe it works. So I would, you know, somehow, by the grace of God, get in a room or in a place that I could ask some of these, you know, people that are doing that specific, you know, get-rich-quick scheme for years and said, well, how much money, if you sell this, what percentage do you get? How much does the percentage of the company make? How do you break it down? Where does the cash actually flow? And no one ever was able to give me an answer. So we left every one of them and said, no, this is not it. One day we went to church, and I was at church, and one of the guys I was serving with at church, I was like, man, I would love to do real estate. And we was just kind of chit-chatting about life. And I was like, I know it works. I just don't know how to really do it well, that I could do passive income. And he goes, hey, so just, you know, listen to this guy in the radio. So we're at a church in the middle of Miami, and he gives me Del Walmsley's name. So I write it down, and for 6 months, I listened to Del. And it really, I'm telling you, I truly believe everybody's after my money. So I was like, okay, after six months.
Say that again, because you said it fast. You truly believe everybody is after your money. So you're the big skeptic in the relationship.
That is correct. My wife. I am the big skeptic in this relationship.
There's one or the other, and it's good because you balance each other out. So you listen for 6 months. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. So I listened for 6 months, and after that, I was like, okay, maybe he's not after my money, right? Maybe he actually cares. So I asked Sato, I was like, hey, honey, you know, can you listen to him on the radio and let me know what your thoughts are? What was it, in 2 weeks?
I didn't even take that long. I was like, yep, yeah, sounds good. Let's go.
I was like, no, wait, hold on. We can't just join. We got to do more work. So.
That is perfect. Hold on right there. We're talking to Isaac in Carolina, where they turned $50,000 into $300,000 in 5 years. Stay with us. You want to hear the rest of their story.
Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am with Isaac in Carolina, who turned $50,000 into $300,000 in 5 years through their real estate investing. And before the break, Isaac shared how he was a skeptic. He thought everybody is always after his money. He had invested and they both had looked at a lot of kind of get-rich-quick schemes. Found Lifestyles Unlimited. Isaac listened to Dell on the radio for 6 months. Carolina listened for less than 2 weeks and said, where do we sign up? Let's go. And so the next step for them was to go to the Financial Freedom Seminar. And for those of you that don't know, that are new to the show, that is 16 hours, step-by-step, how to locate, negotiate, finance, lease, and manage single-family homes and multifamily homes. It is the first step, besides the free workshop before that, but it's the first step of really education with Lifestyles Unlimited, kind of the linchpin of the whole deal. So, guys, tell us about that. You actually flew from Miami to Houston to go to that because you're living in Miami at the time. Tell us about that Financial Freedom Seminar. When you got there, I know Dell taught it for you guys. What was your experience with that?
It was a great. So we actually flew in because we had the option to either see a pre-recorded one or go live, because you know people have it great nowadays. They could watch it live in their home.
Yeah, let me make that clear to folks, because before COVID, you could watch a recording of Dell, but you could otherwise you had to come in person to Houston or San Antonio or Dallas or one of the national things. Now we live stream all of them, and so you can watch, you can interact. We're actually doing a live stream. I'm here with David Fisher in the office today, and have been on the chat answering questions for people, and so you can actually do that now. So you guys really had to get up and go, because you got on the airplane and flew here. So sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I want to make sure people understand that, because that's a huge blessing to be able to do that.
Absolutely, that is a huge blessing. So we really wanted to be in the room, like we sat in the front row. We were ready to dive in. Isaac was ready to debunk this and find out who was after his money. And we just sat in the front row, and we were just there listening to everything. And then once Dell pulled up one of the comparisons of, like, he was like, "Okay, let's look at what the market is now, and let's look at our deal." And we saw the numbers, and we were like, "What? Is this even real?" So Isaac gets on his phone, and he tries to confirm that what he was pulling up was right, and it was. And our minds were just blown away, and just the entire time that we were there, everything that we were learning was just like mind blowing. So we went back to the hotel that day, and we were just like, "Okay, this just makes sense." And we were just like astonished by all this. Then, do you want to say anything else?
Oh, so the point, I think you hit it on the nail. That was the aha moment for us. It was a moment that we realized, only because we live in a city, that it doesn't make sense there. It may make sense somewhere else. We just don't know what we don't know. And it gave us a different perspective moving forward that this actually may really work. Afterwards, we spoke to Dell. I don't know if you want to finish that part.
Yeah, so, and then, because we only, like you said, we only had $50,000. And what we had been considering was, you know, because we had just gotten married, and we were like, okay, you know, of course, every wife wants the house and you know, to buy their own home and make it their own. But so we asked Dell, we said, "Dell, we're considering either purchasing our own home or buying a couple of rentals. Like, what do you suggest that we do?" And he asked us how much we had, and we told him $50,000. He was like, "You should." His advice was, "Don't buy a home now. Buy your rental properties, and then afterwards, like, grow your portfolio. And afterwards, whenever you've evolved in this, then go ahead and buy your own home." And it just made sense. Like, I could be so attached to, okay, but this is what I want. However, my biggest why was to spend time with my kids. So what was the vehicle that was going to take me there? Putting all my money into a home that was going to be mine, but I still had to go to work, or investing that money into a few rental homes and then have the opportunity to stay, spend more time with my kids, and then later on being able to buy our own house. So that's what we've been doing. We've been renting.
Folks, that's so important to understand. That's why understanding what your big why, your motivating factor is, because you can take the emotion out of it and you can say, okay, what is my goal here? And I love that your goal was to be with your kids, because buying a house, you're just sticking all that money in a house. Buying a house is not an investment. A home to live in is not an investment. It is taking money from you. Buying a rental property is giving money to you. That money that is giving to you, you can buy back your time, which is why Carolina was able to retire and stay home with her kids, which was her ultimate goal. I love what Del Walmsley said. He said, most people, they think life doesn't start until you have a house. He said, no, life doesn't start until you have $1 million in the bank. Then you can buy whatever kind of house you want. And that is so true. That is so true. And we hear about people from time to time. And so if you're emotionally invested in having that home to live in, just know, make sure that's your big why. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's your true goal, if your goal is to be financially free and to buy back your time and have more time to spend with people, then what Carolina and Isaac did here is the perfect formula to make that happen. So good. I just want to say good job, guys, on doing that and thinking that through, because a lot of people don't. They go with the emotion. We've got to have a place to live. We got to have a place to own. So from there, you decided you live in Miami. You decided to invest in Houston. How in the world can you do that? That just sounds impossible to me. It doesn't really, because I know the answer, but I know there are people out there thinking that, so I'm asking from their perspective.
You're right. It does sound crazy. And when we actually went to the 2-day, one of the things Dell said that just blew my mind, he was like talking about his real estate, and he goes, yeah, I don't even have keys to the homes that I own. I mean, to the properties I own. And in my head, I go, that's insane. Who doesn't have keys to something they own? And that just came full circle not too long ago, because, you know, it just hit me, I think recently, and I don't know if I shared with you, Scott, but it hit me recently. I was like, wow, where are the keys to all the homes we own? We don't even have them. And it hit me. I was like, oh my, I get what he said. So anyway, how did that work out? Well, a couple of reasons. One, we flew back to Miami, and we said, okay, this method works, this process works. We just knew that the numbers did not work here in Miami for multiple reasons. But only because it didn't work here doesn't mean that it's not the right vehicle and the right way to, you know, grow our net worth and grow our income. So we started talking about remote investing and being able to buy something outside of the state. Lifestyles definitely has, not only with the mentorship that we took full advantage of that, but they had a lot of other resources that allowed us to feel more comfortable investing remotely.
Pause right there, Isaac. We're going to go to a break. Isaac and Carolina, they didn't try to find a way out. They tried to find a way in. And as a result, they lived in Miami, invested in Houston, and retired themselves so they can live wherever they want. Hear the rest of the story on the other side of the break.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
I'm your host, David Ruzicka, with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show with Isaac and Carolina Martinez. They actually bought rent houses before they bought. In fact, they're still living, they're still renting for where they live because they were able to retire themselves. So they bought rental property before they've ever bought their, your primary residence. And so they did that because their goal was to be real estate retired so that their income from real estate, surpass their W-2 income so they could stay home and be with their family, do those things they felt God was calling them to do, and live the life that they wanted to live, not be tied to a W-2 job. So, guys, so glad to be with you. I want to repeat what Del Walmsley said. He said, most people believe life doesn't start until you have a house. He said, no, life doesn't start until you have $1 million in the bank. Then you can buy whatever kind of house you want. I laughed when I first heard that, and then I thought it was kind of true, too. And they retired themselves living in Miami and investing in Houston. And they retired themselves so they can live wherever they want. So tell us a little bit about that. That you finished the two-day seminar with Dell. You decided, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move forward. And you talked a little bit about offline about emotional surgery and what was involved in that and how you moved forward with that very first house from Miami.
So for us, and for me, my wife is the champ here. She was already, you know, ready to go when it came to, all right, so Houston makes sense. Let's make it happen. Let's go buy something in Houston. I was like, okay, you know we live in Miami, right, honey? Like, we had some real deep conversations. And but she was already forward-thinking. And for me, it took me a little bit to kind of get there because I've always been the type that says I need to own something close by. I need to own something that I could touch and see. So when we started talking to our our lifestyle mentor, we were explaining to him, talking to the struggles, like, hey, we want to do this, but this is going to be kind of hard. I don't know how this is even possible. So he gave me an example. He goes, Isaac, have you ever owned real estate? And I said, yeah. He goes, where was that? I said, yeah, in college, I bought a small, you know, apartment and just rented it out. And I was like, okay, did you ever just randomly pass by it? I was like, no, I had a life. I had college and school and blah, blah, blah. I never did. Oh, well, did you ever just, you know, whenever there was an issue, did you go and fix it yourself? I say, no, I call a plumber or I call whoever it is, fix it, and then I just pay them. Okay, Isaac, did you ever just, you know, randomly knock on the door and try to see the home? I was like, no. He's like, okay, so Isaac, what's the difference? And it was kind of like a light bulb, like, oh, okay, so it's not as difficult that I may think. So what I have to do, and it's just a word that my wife and I made up on emotional surgery. All we had to do was remove the emotions, and if you just break it down, it's remote investing is having knowing how to evaluate properly, having the right team there locally to help you, but then also having a mentor to walk it through with you. And if you have all that, then remote investing is actually it's very doable and actually helps us save us time, which is another conversation for another day.
And that is so powerful. I want to make sure, folks, that you that are listening, real estate is just about numbers. If the numbers work, it's a good deal. You have to take the emotion out of it. If you don't take the emotion out of it, you end up, you know, renting a house to your aunt who decides she didn't have to pay you because you're family, and then you're in a hole and you got to evict your aunt. It's a bad scene all around for everybody. So you need to take the emotion out of it. Think about, do you have the right team? Put the right team in place. That's what we do with Lifestyles Unlimited, is we teach you how to do all that so that you can do it and be successful at it. And I want to key on another thing. They're investing from Miami. I talked to people in Houston all the time and say, well, I live in Katy. I'd really like to buy a rent house in Katy. No, you want to buy a rent house where it works. I have a house that is 45 minutes away. I never go there. I go there once a year, only because I can, just to get the lease, to renew the lease and do a walkthrough, just make sure they haven't torn the place up. Actually, that's not even true. I didn't go last year because they're the best tenants in the world. So exactly what Isaac said. If they give me a call, they have an issue, I call somebody on the Lifestyles vendor list. I send somebody out. I never go out there myself. And so that's the power of being able to do that. And you guys were doing that before. I mean, technology's advanced so much. We've got GCs that are posting updates every day on what they fixed with pictures on the web that you can look at. So your very first house, kind of walk us through that. How did you do that? How did you find it? And then what was the process? How many times? You must have had to go out there a dozen times. From Miami to Houston.
So I was moving forward, but I was, I think, just really peeing in my pants every time that I would consider buying or looking or saying, oh my God, how do I do this? But at the end of the day, we were educated. We got educated through all the videos and all everything that Lifestyles had given us at the moment through when you joined the program. So I was a little bit more confident, but I was still peeing in my pants. So not peeing in the pants exciting like David Fisher says, peeing in my pants because I was afraid.
Big difference.
So there's a huge difference. So then for me, we started looking through the email blast, and that's something that maybe you can touch on, David. But we were going through that, and a deal came up. It was actually a duplex because our goal was to grow cash flow as quickly as we can. It hit our model and it hit our numbers. So we started, you know, we worked one-on-one with the lifestyles realtor, and mm-hmm. we were able to get pictures and videos of the home inside and out. And it took us a little bit to get through it because in my head, I'm like, I need to get to a certain number. And I need to get it for a right price because they need a lot of work. At the end of the day, we ended up agreeing on terms and we closed on the property. So I never visited the property before I closed on it. I had general contractors. I had home inspector. I had a general contractor, home inspector, foundation company that went out there, got me bids, got me pictures. I got videos from my realtor, and I was able to evaluate the property the right way from here. I never had to physically touch the property because, number one, I was new. I didn't really know. If I would have walked the home, I would have knocked on some wood and I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's some good sheetrock, right? Or I would have, you know, stomped on the floor and be like, oh, that's a solid floor. You know, the answer is I would have brought no value to the walkthrough because I didn't know anything. So,
right.
For us, we just had to trust the general contractors and the people that we hired, and it was just numbers at that point. Then once we closed on the home, I did do a one-day trip. I flew out there. I walked the property with the general contractor, foundation, and seeing my realtor, and then from there, I flew back home. I managed the remodel remotely through pictures, through FaceTime, through video. And then once the project was about 95 to 98% done, I flew back out. I blue taped everything with the general contractor, and I flew back out. And then through pictures and videos, we got everything confirmed. Had a local realtor there that leased out my home. And that's kind of the walkthrough through the first property.
And I want to reiterate to folks that are listening, some of you are scared, you're skeptical, you think, wow, that sounds really hard. You got to remember what Isaac said at the beginning. Isaac was a skeptic. Everybody's trying to take his money. And yet he's trusting a general contractor because he's got bids from different ones. He finds found one through the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor list. So he knows the people that he's dealing with. He has a team of people. It's not just one person he's relying on. And so if he can do that from Miami, trust me, you can do that from wherever you are. And one way we get you started with that is the free workshop. If you have not been to one of our free workshops, I want to invite you to go sign up for that. It's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. I'm actually teaching the one on Thursday at 9:30 Central Time. You can go sign up for that one or one of the other ones. My teammates who do the other workshops, they're great as well. So I would encourage you to go ahead and get signed up for that. Now, that was your first house. You bought four houses in the first year, correct?
Yes.
Did you go out, make a flight out for every single house?
The first three.
The first three we did. The first four deals? No, the first,
no,
three.
First three.
Yeah, because the second and the third deal, and the beauty part about lifestyles is they also teach you about relationships. The first one worked out well for us that we actually spoke to a realtor, says, hey, if you got anything similar, let us know. And within a short period of time, probably a week or two, he sent us two duplexes that were right next to each other, same floor plan. And we moved forward on that, and then we bought a fourplex.
That is great. Hey, we're listening to Isaac and Carolina, who retired themselves, living in Miami, investing in Houston with $5,000 a month in passive income. Stay with us till the other side of the break. You want to hear the rest of this.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gain and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey, today we're talking about taking $50,000 and turning it into $300,000 and $5,000 a month in passive income. I am your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're talking to Isaac and Carolina Martinez. One thing I have not mentioned is that Isaac is actually one of our national single family mentors, which means he is an expert in single family investing and mentors people all across the country in making sure that they have the success that this couple had. And we were just finishing up on the other side of the break talking about their very first house. They're living in Miami. They're buying houses in Texas. They bought four doors in the first year. And the goal, you remember the big why? Well, actually, Carolina, you just repeat that big why for you guys, why you guys got started.
So our big why was because we wanted child care is expensive, period. So we thought, you know, I would love to be with my kids and just be able to be at home with them and just see them, you know, raise them and be with them, not just pick them up from school, get, you know, do homework with them, take them a shower, give them dinner, and then put them to bed. Like, it, just because I was raised by a single mom. So that was my big motivator.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And so walk us through the end of that first year. What happened?
So actually, at the beginning of the year, we had set out, you know, this is our goals. This is how many properties we want to buy. This is how much money we want to be making cash flow. And then in February, I found out that I was pregnant, and I was like, well, honey, we got to speed this up because I don't want to go back to work. So we just, by the grace of God, it just aligned so beautifully. And within that year, while I was pregnant and still going to work and all of that, we were just working on real estate and at the same time building up our cash flow. Because the goal was to supplement my income so that I didn't have to go back to work. And God is good because that's exactly what we were able to do. Once I gave birth in November and I was out for 3 months in maternity leave. And whenever it was my time to come back, I did go back, but with a resignation letter. And I said, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to be able to go back. So that was so liberating for me, and it was a dream come true to be able to stay home and be with my newborn and then to be with my son as well.
And she was sorry, but she wasn't sorry.
No, I wasn't. I really hated myself.
That is huge. That is huge. And folks, as you're listening, that's why Dell says it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I mean, you're able to choose the kind of lifestyle. You're able to buy back your time. Your time is not owed to somebody else. It's not, you're not having to work for that W-2 income. And you're able to do what you want, stay home with the kids. I love one thing I always say in the free workshop, take a low-paying job doing something you absolutely love. I mean, you know, you get freedom to choose the kind of lifestyle you want. And so what a great, great thing.
That was one why. Another why we had is we wanted to, at a young age, to not just be able to spend time with our kids. That was our big why. Get our time back. But our time back to be able to dedicate it to whatever else God had for us. So whether it was serving in the church, serving the city, serving somewhere, with our time back, we actually able to help others with our time. But we also believe that not just with time, but with finances, if we could be at any point in our life, young or older, to give away money to help people that need it, when God says, hey, We as Christians, we truly believe that we put our hands on people and we pray over them and we say, hey, if you're going through a hard time, we're definitely going to be in prayer with you. But also, we want it to be God's hands and feet, literal hands and feet, where God could say, hey, I want you to give this person this amount or donate this amount to this organization or whatever it is. We want it to be in a position that we could do that, that people could see Jesus, that people can experience God through generosity. And that's where we want it to also be. So we didn't really even have a thought of what that could look like when we were working 9 to 5, both of us. Well, we didn't have that extra income to kind of give away.
Right. That is huge. That's huge. And just ties in so well with just the kind of Lifestyles Unlimited environment, which is an abundance mentality. There's enough for everybody. And you're able to take that. And again, it's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. You're able to use that money for a greater good. And I love that you guys do that. That's so powerful. And you don't only do that there. You also did that with your mom. You blessed your mom. Usually I'll ask people about legacy. You know, what is your legacy? And I've had some couple on last week. They've got four adult kids that they've gotten involved in real estate. You kind of went legacy backwards to your mom. Tell us about that.
So my parents are incredible people. They were incredible individually and incredible as a couple, and they were incredible as parents. So I'm very grateful for the upbringing and my parents, who they are. My dad was a pastor for about 20 plus years, and a pastoral salary, overall, most of the time, it's a very humble salary. So my parents would supplement it by doing real estate. The way they did it in Miami was a little bit different. And they, I saw that they had a little bit more, but they never had, a good amount of cash flow coming in. It was just a different type of real estate investing. And so, we joined Lifestyles. We started buying some real estate. After several properties, I was just talking to my mom. We opened up our books, showing her our numbers and showing what we're doing and the returns. And they ended up selling a ton of the stuff that they had and bought more single family homes. They became a preferred member. They're in, I think, four, maybe five passive deals. They've really turned around and done things differently. So it's just being a consistent blessing over and over. So we were able to kind of bless their parents.
That's powerful. That's powerful. What a good thing. And that's got to be an awfully proud moment for your mom to see her son being successful in this and then helping her along the way as well. The other freedom that you got through Lifestyles Unlimited, through your real estate investing, is the ability to live where you want to live. We always tell people, live where you want, invest where you need. And you went from, we've got Puerto Rico and Cuba, to Miami, to tell us the rest.
You got it. All right, I'll tell the story. So, in Miami, we're Cuban, we're Puerto Rican, we're just one of the many, right? And we're living currently in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm going to give you the two-minute version because I could be here 4 hours telling the story that God has taken us through. But I'll give you the two-minute version.
We don't have that much
time. No, we don't. God showed us a vision about 2 years ago of our family worshiping here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in a church. So we took some time praying and fasting, trying to seek his will. And he made it evident to us that this was his will, was for us to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to be able to serve the city of Tulsa. Now, there is a ton of backstory. There's a ton that's involved in that. But it was about a year and a half process between the time we got the vision and we actually moved. And we did. We uprooted our family, my wife, our kids, and we moved across country, and we're here in Tulsa for the last 5 or 6 months. And the beauty part of it is, it was a surreal moment because, yes, he called us over here, but he had already supplied financially for us to be able to go over there. And we were able to move without looking for a job, without trying to find a new kind of place. Where's my job going to be? Where am I going to work? We were able to move across country without our finances ever changing. And it was just a beautiful place, beautiful moment, because we were also remote investing. So we were able to move across the country, and our properties were not dependent on us being in that city. They were depending on us managing it, but not physically being there. So we're doing whatever we could do. If God calls us to Minneapolis, which, I hope not, but if God calls us to Montana, if God calls us to wherever it is, it's just Minneapolis is really cold, and I don't want to be super cold. But
that's kind of what I thought.
Too hot either. Anyway, we have that opportunity because He has given us a skill set, and we've been able to do the best we could to steward it, and He's blessed that.
That's huge. That's huge. Let me kind of wrap this up, folks. As you're listening to this, I want to make sure that people listening catch all the things you guys have touched on, because doing real estate investing, joining Lifestyles Unlimited, you achieve financial freedom. You bought back your time. You're both real estate retired. You're able to bless others because of your real estate investing. You're able to go wherever you feel like God is leading you to go. And on top of that, on top of all of that, you're actually able to help other people. You're able to take the map that was given to you by Del Walmsley and give it to others by being a mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited and doing all that handholding that had to take place for you guys to be successful. You're able to do that as well. Thanks so much for joining us today. And folks, I want to invite you again. Go to that website, financialfreedomlivestream.com. Get signed up for the free workshop. And Isaac and Carolina, thanks so much. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Remember, folks, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.